We're going to start this meditation by finding a comfortable position. That could be sitting in a chair with your feet on the ground. It could be sitting on the floor with your legs crossed, or even lying down. There is no right or wrong way to do this meditation. Just find what's comfortable for you. Take a moment now, without rushing, to get really, really comfortable. Once you're comfortable, I want you to gently close your eyes. There's nowhere you need to be right now. There's no one who needs you. Nothing has to be done right this minute. Just give yourself the gift of this time. And I want us to start by taking 3 really deep breaths. And when we do this, you're going to take a long, deep breath in through your nose. Then I want you to hold each breath at the top. And then release it out of your mouth very slowly. Let's do that together now. Deep breath in through your nose. Hold that breath at the top. And then release it slowly out of your mouth. Let's do that again. Deep breath in through your nose. Hold that breath at the top. And release it very slowly through your mouth. One final time now together. Deep breath in through your nose. Hold that breath at the top and release it very slowly out of your mouth. The purpose of this meditation is to remind you of the kind of mom you were committed to being for your daughter. So often, we let the weight of our responsibility as a mom and the demands on our lives overwhelm us. It can feel heavy sometimes. This leads to stress, to lack of control of our emotions, and reactive parenting and responses. Doing this meditation regularly will help you manage these emotions and show up more intentionally in conversations and situations throughout your day. I want you to take a moment now and think about the kind of mom you want to be. What do you want to be true of you? How do you want your daughter to describe your relationship? Do you want to be compassionate, kind, a good listener, want to be supportive, approachable, an encourager. Take a moment now to set an intention for today of the kind of mom you really want to be. Now think about an interaction you've had with your daughter this week that didn't go as well as you would have liked. Bring that interaction to your mind. How did you respond? What do you think caused you to respond that way? What part of the negative interaction was your responsibility? And then I want you to think, how could you verbalize this to your daughter in a way that would create closeness between the two of you? What could you do differently next time to make the interaction more positive and more productive? I'm going to read some statements that will help you build a stronger relationship with your daughter. When I read them aloud, I want to invite you to repeat them in your mind. Reminding yourself what kind of mom you want to be will make it easier for you to show up that way consistently in your life. Here we go. My daughter is one of my greatest gifts. I love her, and I communicate this to her regularly. My path is not my daughter's path. I will equip and empower her to chart her own path into becoming the woman she was designed to be. I'm committed to responding with calm and clarity in all situations. I am in control of the way I feel and respond. I have strong agreements with my daughter, and that keeps our arguments and disagreements to a minimum. When my daughter makes mistakes, I will firmly but compassionately correct and redirect her always offering forgiveness when appropriate. I communicate and act in a way that lets my daughter know she can tell me anything. When I am shocked by her words or her actions, I keep my cool because my relationship with her means more to me than me being right or me getting the last word. We have rules in our home that are communicated clearly. Love leads everything I do, including discipline. I consider my words carefully before I say them. This not only helps strengthen our relationship, but it models healthy communication to my daughter. I use language that builds others up, not tears others down, because this is the behavior I'm committed to modeling for my daughter to see and hear. I realize my daughter needs a safe space to process her emotions and often needs time to decompress after school or activities. I never attack her with questions the moment she gets in the car or the house, because I realize that shuts her down and works against my goal of open communication. I always tell the truth and have strong agreements with my daughter that she will do the same. I seek out and focus on the great things about my daughter. I know there will be things she chooses that I don't like. I will discuss these things with her with tenderness and compassion, always choosing to look for the greatness in her. I know my daughter is watching me. I will speak, act, and display an attitude of positivity, knowing that I am modeling for her what a woman of integrity looks like. My daughter knows I always have her best interest at heart. This is displayed in my words and in my actions. She knows I am for her, not against her. I will seek out ways to compliment my daughter that are not based on her physical appearance. Now, when you're ready, and not a moment sooner, slowly begin to open your eyes. Thank you. Just become aware of your surroundings. Maybe you wiggle your fingers and toes. Maybe you take a big stretch. You've got this, Mom. You are strong. You're a role model. You are capable of raising an amazing young woman who will be one of your best friends one day. Live and love intentionally today. She'll notice.